Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We are the flagship home of Maryland basketball. Terps start their season November 5th against Holy Cross. They had a guard when I was a kid named Ronnie Perry, who used to be really good. Then he became an announcer, but we're not here to talk about the past. We're here to talk about the future. Terps expected to be highly ranked nationally. Very much prominent in the Big Ten. Michigan State getting a lot of love, and rightfully so. Ohio State's going to be good. But so are this guy's Terps. He's the head coach at the University of Maryland. Let's bring into the program Mark Turgeon. Coach, how are you? Good morning.
Good morning. How you guys doing?
Good. Great. Busy day for you guys down there in College Park. Let's talk about the Performance Center, though, the basketball facilities. Yeah. I know you're very excited about that. And we've talked about it. Given Maryland's tradition, you would have figured they'd have one of these things a long time ago. But talk about what this means to your program and to Brenda's program.
Well, it's long overdue, and it's not really keeping up with the Joneses. It's more about just what we need to do. So we've had a lot of guys step up. And we've been a lot of work to this point, but we were able to announce it last week. We've raised about $20 million and had a big fundraiser in Baltimore last night to try to raise more money. And so it's going the right direction. It's going to help everybody out. It's not only going to help our student athletes out in men's and women's basketball, but it's going to open up more office space in this building. It's going to help wrestling. It's going to help gymnastics because they use Xfinity Center for their competition. So it's just going to open things up, and it'll allow us to have concerts in the building and raise, you know, much needed money for our athletic department throughout the year too.
Coach, talk about I see where the weight room was an outstanding success this past summer. I mean, for, you know, the younger guys that needed to get in the weight room and needed to get stronger and gain weight. Talk about some of those accomplishments.
Well, you know, our guys, as soon as the season ends, we take a couple weeks off, and then we hit it hard in April and May and June, July, and part of August. So our guys worked. And some guys put on some strength and weight, and some guys took some off. But they looked great in that picture, which was terrific. And Kyle does a great job with them, and our guys enjoy the weight room. And it's hard for them to keep their shirts on right now. They always take their shirts off because they think they look good. But it was good. It was really good. And our young guys don't get as the new guys don't get as much time in there because of class schedules and things. But I imagine throughout the course of this year and through next summer, they'll make the same jump that these young guys did for us this year.
Mark Turgeon, head basketball coach, University of Maryland, joining us here, Vinnie and Haney, 105.7 The Fan, Jalen Smith, Ricky Lindo. How much bulk have they added this offseason, Coach?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
Jalen Smith, Ricky Lindo. How much muscle has been added to their frames?
I think Ricky is gaining 30 pounds. You know, he didn't have that first summer. He came in August since he's been here. And I think Jalen is 35 pounds since he came here. So they look like grown men now. I think Ricky's grown an inch since he's been here since he joined us in August last year. And he's almost legitimate 6'9 now. So they've worked hard. They've worked hard on their skill. We did a lot of perimeter work, guarding guards and playing one-on-one, and it's really helped both their games.
So what is the schedule now, Coach, from now until, I guess, the Holy Cross game?
Yeah, so, you know, we're just kind of getting started. We wait a little bit longer because we hope to be playing a long time, and I don't want to wear our guys out, but practice is off to a great start. We actually have one of those private scrimmages on Saturday here at home before the football game, and which will kind of give us a great idea of where we are. And then we'll have a couple weeks after that to get ready for our first exhibition game, and then right around the corner is Holy Cross. So guys are working hard. They've worked hard, you know, since the season ended last year. Practices have been really, really good, and throwing a lot at the guys, but they're getting better. And our team, you know, we got a lot of pieces, probably the deepest team I've had here at Maryland, and gives me a lot of options to play different ways.
Anthony Collins, a watch list guy for the Cousy Award. What's his role going to be this year as a senior?
Well, hopefully it just continues to grow. I mean, I think he's gotten better and better as a basketball player. He's had a heck of a career to this point. I think he came back to win at a high level. That's really what's important to Anthony, more so than the numbers. But his leadership, you know, all the guys that have been here before just tell me how much his leadership's gotten better off the floor. I see it on the floor. Hopefully he's going to be better with the basketball, turn it over less, and, you know, get his teammates involved. I think it's something that he's really trying to do. I think he trusts his teammates around him. He's got a really good group of players around him. So I imagine his scoring might go down a little bit, but, you know, hopefully his efficiency goes way up.
Coach, is there a guy, you know, a young guy or veteran guy that's come back that, you know, at practice you say, wow, is that guy a different guy than he was last year? He's so much better.
Well, we can say that about a lot of guys, whether it's, you know, Sticks, Jalen, he's gotten better, but probably Aaron Wiggins. Aaron Wiggins worked really, really hard this summer on a lot of different things, whether it was in the weight room or with his foot speed or one-on-one or defensively. He really worked, and he's made a significant jump from last season. But I feel that way about everybody. Anthony put about 8 or 10 pounds of muscle on. He's much more athletic. He's a much better player. Eric Ayala has made a huge jump, and he had a terrific freshman year, but he got rid of all his body fat. He's become much faster, more athletic player, and I'm really proud of my group. They got a taste of it last year, but they didn't like the way it ended, but and they want more, and they want to go further. So, you know, it's easier said than done, but our guys have put in the work so far, and hopefully we can stay healthy and have a terrific year and just keep getting better as the season goes on.
Mark, it looks like Michigan State might be number one. There already are in a lot of the preseason polls. Handicap the Big Ten for us, where you're expected to be top 10 as well.
Yeah, I think the Big Ten is a little bit better at the top than it was last year, even though we had Michigan State in the Final Four. But I think we have 3 or 4 teams that could be top 10 teams if they stay healthy and continue to get better in our league. So, and then, you know, the thing that's unique about the Big Ten, you look at some leagues, when you have 14 teams, there's like 10 good teams and 3 or 4 really bad ones. I don't feel like we have that in our league. I feel like the so-called teams that aren't supposed to be good in basketball have made significant jumps. You know, Penn State, Pat Chambers has done a terrific job. They got an NCAA tournament team, I believe. Rutgers has just gotten better every year. They'll be a little bit older. So, you know, it's just we can be preseason top 10, but it's going to be really hard to win every night in the Big Ten. And so we get that. We understand it. We got to just attack it and do the best we can each and every night.
I know it's a busy day for you, and it's a busy time. How closely are you following the Atlanta Terps in the preseason here in the NBA?
I'm following all my former players. I got on late last night and looked at, you know, the box scores. Jake Layman had a good game last mm-hmm. night, or maybe it was 2 nights ago. I hadn't checked for a couple days. But, yeah, Kevin's still not playing. He's got his knees bothering him a little bit, but it looked like Alex started last night, and Bruno had a good game. It looked like he was pretty efficient, so – yeah, it's good to see. And then Melo Trimble had a great game against the Clippers the other night. He had 22 points with his Melbourne team and really played a terrific game. It looked like the old Melo right there, so I was really happy for him. So we got a lot of former guys doing great. Des Wells is killing it. He had 52 points in a game overseas the other night. So, yeah, really proud of my former guys, not only the ones that are playing basketball, but ones that have moved on to the real world. And got a lot of great former Terps doing some good things out there.
November 5th, Holy Cross at the Xfinity Center. We are the flagship home of the Maryland Terrapins. 105.7 The Fan. Mark Turgeon, Coach, we appreciate your time. Good luck. I'm sure we'll talk to you plenty of times during the season.
All right, guys. Appreciate it.
Yep,
thank you.
Got it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.